2024-00259, Arlena Burke, BAR-012561. Ms. Burke?
I'm here.
Good. All right, so we'll hear the case from our investigator, we'll come back to you and ask you questions.
Okay.
Board of Lights.
Good morning, daily members of the board, my name is Helen Gordon. On February 14th, 2024, I conducted a routine inspection of Edged Barber Shop located in Tucson, Arizona. During the inspection, I identified the following violations. The establishment was opened and providing services without an establishment license being issued. Enrique Perez was performing a haircut at the time of inspection without a license. Mr. Perez is an unlicensed barber. On February 26th, 2024, the establishment license was approved and now expires on February 25th, 2025. I left an inspection report with the owner and educated before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to.
Does the board have any questions for Ms. Boardland? Ms. Burke, have you had a chance to review this complaint?
I have, yes.
Oh, sorry, I need to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave, the truth and the whole truth?
Yes.
And state your name, please.
Marlena Burke.
Thank you. Now, back to that, did you get a chance to review the complaint to understand what this is about?
Yes, I have.
Okay, can you explain to us how we're in this situation?
Yeah, so my husband passed away 2 years ago and he ran our barber shop. I was not a barber, neither was he. He took care of everything. When he passed, I was kind of thrown into the situation to take over. And I wanted to take over to keep the legacy going. And 2 weeks after he passed, I decided to go to barber school and learn everything about all this. So there was a lot of things that I did not understand about owning the shop and didn't know I need to renew as he took care of everything. So when they came in, I was unaware that I needed to renew the barber establishment license, which I did immediately once I found out. Enrique was hired before, he was hired right out of barber college by my husband. And a few other people that had been there for a while, I did not think to check their license. I thought, you know, they were up to date. But everybody else that I had hired after that, I made sure they had a license. So when they told me that, I did not know that that was going on. And that day, I did tell him he had to leave the business until he did get a license. So that's kind of how the whole situation.
Are you talking about Enrique got a license, is that what you're saying?
He was unlicensed, yeah, I got the establishment license renewed.
Oh, yeah, I see your establishment's done right away, that's a good job.
Yeah.
Okay, so currently, everybody there's like, currently your establishment's like, currently it's all cleaned up?
Correct.
Good job.
Am I understanding you've opened a school as well?
No, 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 I decided to go to barber school to learn the business, no.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
All right, any other questions from the board to anybody involved? Do we have a motion of, related to this?
I move to accept the findings of facts and conclusions of law.
Second?
Okay, I'm a second.
All right, a motion second, all in favor, say aye.
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 All right, anybody opposed? All right, so we agree this happened, now do we have an order of discipline in this matter?
I move that we offer a consent agreement for $500 civil penalty. If not done within 30 days, move to formal hearing. I don't think probation is necessary.
Just to clarify, probation is necessary to allow them to make payment.
Okay, then, yeah, 12 months probation, payment allowed, yeah.
All right, Do we have a second? Okay, hearing no second, do we have another motion for an order of business on this matter?
Are there any previous history?
No.
So the motion.
I move that we issue a disciplinary letter of concern and yeah, the disciplinary letter of concern, that's it.
Okay, do we have a second for that?
It's for another second.
Here we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Three. Is that a yes? All right, okay, support. All right, Jamie.
I'm going nay.
Nay, Marshall Knox.
By majority, we agree to disciplinary letters of concern, so Ms. Burke, we're going to issue you a disciplinary letter of concern regarding that. You clearly were in violation, but we think the circumstances were enough to make a reason for us not to fine you. Instead to note that this happened, so we'll have a record. You'll get a letter about this in the mail within a couple of weeks. Do you have any questions?
Okay. No, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do a good job.
Thank you.
See you later. Now we're on case number seven, our case number 2024-00332. Robert Valdez, VAR 010203.
Yeah.
Mr. Valdez, is that you?
Yeah.
All right. All right, do you swear or affirm that you'll give the truth and the whole truth in the testimony you're about to give?
Yeah.
State your name.
Robert Valdez.
Thank you. Our investigator is going to go through first, and then we'll come back and ask the question. Ms. Bortle.
Right. Good morning, Mr. Bailey, members of the board. My name is Kelly. On February 28, 2024, I conducted an inspection of 89 K Hair Studio located in Douglas, Arizona. Mr. Valdez identified himself as the owner of 89 K Hair Studio and was providing services at the time of inspection. According to the board database, 89 K Hair Studio is an unlicensed establishment. On April 15, 2020, the establishment was licensed BBE 002805 and now expires on April 14th of 2025. I left a copy of the inspection report and educated Mr. Valdez before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Again, the shop was in good shape.
No sanitation violations were found.
Very nice. Questions of our investigators? All right, Mr. Valdez, how did we end up in a situation we didn't have a license?
Yeah, I thought I renewed it, but it's every 3 years, right? On my birthday?
No, it's a shop license. No, it is a personal license.
Personal?
They did not have an establishment license.
Right.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm just getting. Yeah, the. Every time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
For barber's shop.
For barbers, that's a great idea. We see that.
No, it's not. It's a terrible.
Not a good idea.
It's a lot.
Which is why Benjamin Caroline is so long like that.
Ah, text.
Yes.
So I ended up getting, two, Cosmo and the barber.
Oh, very nice. Do you have a collection? Good.
Uh huh.
All right, and how long?
And what's that?
How long did you not have a license?
Not too long.
Not too long?
I don't remember. No, it's because I thought it was every 3 years or something like that.
Every year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and an establishment, we didn't know about that one. At all.
Establishments every year.
Yeah, okay. We thought we had to get our city's license only. And I'm not the established, so we thought we were okay until, you know, you guys let us know about the establishment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our records, Mr. Chair,
Basically, they were never licensed as an establishment.
Oh, so this first time?
Yeah.
So you really didn't understand it?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Do you guys have both of them on file?
Yeah, we now we do. Yes.
Okay. I just want to clarify. You were talking about a barber shop. I'm sorry. You were talking. What license do you think you have?
What license do I think I have? Oh, we thought we with the city license. We thought we were okay with the city license.
Okay, so now you know you have a personal license and an establishment license.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Now we know. Uh huh.
All right, good. Let's go into deliberation. Do we have any other question? Do we have a motion regarding findings of facts, conclusions of law?
I move that we adopt the findings of facts, conclusions of law.
Second, that motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, unanimously, we agree that it's happened. Do we have a motion regarding order of discipline on this matter?
I move that we offer a consent agreement for 250 civil penalty, not signed within 30 days, move to formal hearing, 12-month probation.
Yes.
Second, Marshall Knox.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? I think we can ask to agree. All right, so Ms. Feddit.
Yes.
We are going to accept the $250 fine related to fact of human life. And before, we know it's confusing, but the law is still the law. You'll get a letter in the mail about this, apparently about 2 weeks from now. You have 30 days to accept agreement, consent form, and either pay in full or pay in partial. You can pay up to a year as long as you pay something down at the point when you do the consent agreement. That makes
all,
sense.
All of which will be included in the paperwork.
Yeah, it'll all be spelled out in there. So anyway, we're glad you're all set up and doing well, and we hope you're successful in your business.
Thank you.
Hopefully not see you again. Keep going. All right. Thank you. All right. Next up is our case number 8/2024-00342. Signature Barbershop Chandler, BBE-002269. Joe Juarez, BAR005847. Hello. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll give today be the truth and the whole truth? And then state your name.
Nope.
Please have a seat. We'll have our investigator review the case with us, and then we'll come back to you and ask you questions. Yes, Taylor.
Good morning, Mr. Bailey and members of the board. My name is Alexandra Hill. On February 3rd, 2024, I and two other investigators conducted an inspection at Signature Barbershop Chandler and spoke with the manager. During the inspection, the following violations were found. Two unlicensed operators were found with their station set up and ready to receive clients. Ariel Melman, New York apprenticeship license number BA-14-00696, had a station set up and ready to take clients. The New York apprenticeship license date has been registered as an apprentice barber, void unless holder operates under the supervision of a licensed barber. This New York apprenticeship license number BA-14-00696 for Ariel Melman expired on July 7, 2018, almost 6 years ago. As of June 21st, 2024, no application has been submitted for Arizona licensure by Ariel Melman. Student barber Gabriel Brett Smith had a station set up and ready to receive clients. Two applications were found on the board's licensing database system for student barber Gabriel Brett Smith. Applications number CP-00914825-7 expired on November 19, 2019, over 4 years ago. And APP-00931-2224 expired on December 8, 2023, over 6 months ago. As of June 21st, 2024, no application has been submitted for Arizona licensure by Gabriel Brett Smith. Updated personal licenses were not displayed. Jarrell Robinson, personal license number BAR-011454 expired on December 20th, 2023. Jarrell Robinson had no personal license displayed and had his station set up and ready to take clients. On February 7th, 2024, 4 days after the inspection, personal license number BAR-011454 for Jarrell Robinson was renewed and expires on December 20th, 2025. This way of an active personal license number BAR-010107 for Ruben Alexander Navarrete was with an expiration date of March 17th, 2023. When verifying the personal license on the board licensing databases, it is active and expires on March 17th, 2025. No establishment license was displayed. I asked the manager if the barbershop had an establishment license through the board. He said yes, but wasn't sure where the owner had kept it. I then asked him what the barbershop establishment license was, so I could verify the establishment license on the board licensing magic system. He said he wasn't sure and would call the owner for me so I could find out. I and the two other investigators stepped outside and speak with the owner, Joe Juarez, personal license number BAR-005847. Over the phone regarding the violation found. When the owner was informed about the unlicensed operators, he said he thought they could work via reciprocity. We then informed Mr. Juarez that the individuals need to first apply for reciprocity through our board, and then it has to be approved and processed before the individual is given an Arizona license. We also disclosed to the owner that any haircut or any services defined by the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board must be performed by an Arizona licensee that is licensed by the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board. Lastly, I inquired about the barbershop establishment license number so I could verify the establishment license on the board licensing database system. Mr. Warren said that Warren stated he doesn't have the number right now and gave that to the other shop. He then stated he does have an establishment license for the Chandler location and has been in the industry for 20 years. Following the inspection, I was able to find the establishment license number, BBD-002269 for Signature Barbershop Chandler on the board licensing database system and verified it had expired on June 30th, 2023, 8 months before the inspection. On June 6th, 2024, four months after the inspection, establishment license number BBD-002269 was renewed and expired on June 30th, 2025. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to.
That's a lot. Questions by the board? All right, Mr. Ryan, explain this to us.
Well, I was having trouble trying to resolve the establishment. I try to call them, I didn't get through the phone line. Tell us if we do take responsibility for the actions that happened at the shop. I was under the impression that with the property, the work in Arizona, I need to follow the whole process as to have to get light there, have to go through the whole system. And obviously, you know, we put our guard down after COVID, you know, we're growing our business, we're opening a third shop. You know, there's a lot of people to manage. My job, I should have done a better job with the manager and to make sure that he verifies the licensing. And maybe we need information about which property we should call or try to reach out. So we do more information in regard to that. But before we used to go down to, you know, with him and Jewel, we used to watch it, get our license, pay for it. We on the way, we need to verify. We don't have any questions, I'll be able to answer questions. So I do apologize, you know, for. You know, so mess. We did shut down the shop for 2 days to clean up our mess, renew our light, and you know, get on the phone. We were there for like 3 hours trying to get through the line. But we had to do what we had to make sure everything was valid. And then we did, you know, fire the guy that were not, you know, licensed. Gabriel, he told us that he was waiting for his license. There was no way for us to verify. We tried to call, we tried to go to him, but there was just no way for us to verify that he was licensed, if he was or not. And then with the guy from New York, you know, we thought that he was in New York, so he had the option to work here. But now that we did our research, we know that only certain states qualified for reciprocity, and New York is not one of them, and Florida is not one of them. So we educated ourselves that we need still to make sure we're not paying ourselves into the benefit. And, you know, and a Ruben passed away. Fortunately, he didn't give whatever he was like. He was a good guy, but. I do want to apologize to all you guys. We gonna try to do whatever we can. We try to take care of the customers. We try to prioritize and make sure we fix things the right way. And obviously, we let our guard down. We're growing. So we're growing business. So we're growing pain for that. We need to know what we have in place. It grows so that we build fall into this.
You feel right now you've got all your light caught up?
Yes, everybody's been there. So now we have a protocol. You know, we have to make sure we check everybody, make sure they have it displayed in the station. So everybody in there has their light in the station. Make sure everybody's clean and make sure that they put the light. It's a little bit confusing for all of them. So a lot of the guys are not very tech savvy. And I had to get up, you know, I took it by myself with Jarrell's. Sister with us with a laptop. We were there for 2 hours. And, you know, we talked to somebody. Finally, we got through the line and they emailed us our license. So we bring them our right way.
How long have you been with this?
I've got to a location. I've been there going on 10 years and then channel 4 years. And then I, you know, like they was being in the industry so long, I should have done better jobs. You know, obviously, you got to adjust to the new thing. I mean, there's no excuse.
That grows.
Yeah. I apologize.
Okay. Any other question? Or do we have going into the deliberation process? Do we have an order regarding whether there's happening that?
Yeah. Tracy, welcome to the move that we adopt the finding facts and conclusions of law.
Second, Marshall Knox.
Okay, motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, unanimously, we agree this happened.
Any previous history, Roxanne?
No, predicted.
You've been there 10 years?
Well, channel 4. I worked this out. I've been there 10 years.
Good job. All right, so do we have a motion or an order of this fund this matter?
I move that we offer to the funds agreement for $500 to both companies on this map plan within 30 days into a formal hearing with 12 months probation.
Second, Marshall Knox.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
All right, so we're 5-1. So by majority, we are going to charge you a fine because this was kind of a mess. And the way it works is we'll send you out an order. You have 30 days to comply. You sign off on it and send any part of the payment you want to. And you have a year to pay out the balance. It's kind of like a speeding ticket. Yeah, every other time we got through it, it was fine. Then that guy was sitting there and he caught me. So it's annoying. Yeah, it's annoying. I know it. I agree with you. But anyway, at least it's done. And now you're cleaned up and lights good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
And Mr. Juarez, just so you know, on our website, there is a license verification. So if you ever want to look up somebody on your shop, you have to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody kind of told us, oh, you got to do that one. And, you know, just like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Trying to be nice, you know, we're trying to help them out, have family. So, yeah, well, obviously, we got to burn on this one. So,
yeah.
That thought has to be displayed.
Really? And everybody has to be displayed. It's just like everybody has a printer and everybody has a computer.
Yeah.
So then I'm the one that's like, I got to bring my lighting on the laptop, I bring my printer and show this guy to print out.
Are you getting some big, you have to have an HR department pretty soon.
Yeah.
All right, next case is case number 98566, Yvonne Elizabeth Delgado Brand, license number 1110126. Ms. Brand, are you on the phone? It's O star 6.
I'm here.
There you go. All right, we are heading your way.
I'm ready for lunch.
Yeah, I agree. All right, board line is back.
Bergeron.
Bergeron, I'm sorry. Just thinking about her.
You're gonna get yourself in trouble, Gary.
No. That's what I get for thinking about those two winning an award. Everybody gets an award. You guys all won an award, didn't you? As a group?
Yeah.
They don't, just counting that. What are you talking about? Well, there's a brag. All right, anyways, I'm getting tired of this too, so I guess I'll make that. All right, so are we up? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we're okay. All right. So let's go ahead. Where are we? The Miss Brand, is there a Miss Brand? Is there a response to our statement?
She's there.
Did you swear in?
You have not sworn her in, but she's there.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go. Sorry, I thought I lost you. All right, anyway. I'm getting reorganized here. So you swear or affirm the testimony you have today to be truthful and the whole truth?
Yes.
And then state your name?
Yvonne Salgado Brand.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Kathy Burstox. On October 19th, 2023, I conducted an inspection at the lawn. And so look at the owner, Yvonne Brand. During the inspection, I identified the dog in violation. I found an establishment license with a different location address. I found no sanitation issue. I verified the mod lawn license on the board database and determined that he applied May 24th of 2024 for the new location that wasn't. I provided the license with the inspection report and educated before leaving. I have a veteran of 12 years.
Any questions? Anybody have a little blood sugar?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear Kathy.
Oh, sorry. I was just making fun of myself to make so many mistakes.
Okay.
All right, hearing no questions. Yes. Ms. Brand, would you review this case with us and tell us what we don't know about why you're in this situation?
Sure. So when Kathy came in, hello, Kathy. I have been on a communication with her through email. When she came in, she was going to check somebody else that was there previously, but I had only been there a week. And the person I was doing was actually my friend that was helping me finish up my suite. When Kathy asked me, am I okay to come in? And I said, sure. And at the end, she's like, you need to get a establishment license, because what I try to do was, I thought it was going to be the same way how when you change suites, it's just a form. But she's told me, no, it has to be a full, like a new establishment license. I was like, oh, no. So I applied on the 28th. And so I was kind of trying to wait from what you guys had to say. And I had emailed her. I emailed her a couple times. And I got response from you guys. Till this day, I have not gotten an establishment license. And I've turned everything in. And she suggested calling you guys, and I did. And it's kind of hard to find somebody that really knows what's going on there. It seems like everybody on the phone's kind of new. And so really just kind of waiting on you guys.
What day did you say? Have you indicated you applied, and do you have a receipt?
On the 28th. Of what month? It was a loan application was October 28, 2023. And then on the 11th, 2023, they sent me a salon deficiency. It said Secretary of State needed. And so I tried to apply for, I didn't understand that part because I don't remember doing that 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago. And I thought it was my LLC. And so I sent that out and then they said, no, it's not the LLC. When they sent me the new one, I saw you guys sent the link. So I went on there and then I applied for that and then I resubmitted that. But I also have logs of me trying to ask Kathy what is going on. And she just suggests me, I sent the trade name. Once I got that result, I sent it because I never heard anything back. And I checked even today to make sure if I have anything online, but everything is still the same on your website.
When did you submit the Secretary of State trade name to complete the deficiency of your application?
Let me check my email. Establishment. So I sent that over. Hang on, I got the email when I got you guys. I got the email right now and when you guys responded and said on March 19, 2024, it said, thank you for contacting Arizona and Barber. Establishment license application can take up to 4 weeks to process. And so I'm just trying to find when I sent it to you guys. I'm going to send it to you guys that day, but I can't find it right now. But I know I did send it to Kathy as well. Let me see.
What's that day? Because that's what we're trying to figure out. You've not answered the question yet.
The day I applied for that? Yeah, let me check.
What's that day?
Okay. Hello, my trade name. So I have the picture of it. Okay, let me look up the email because I have it in my picture that I sent Kathy. The date for that was the 3/18. No, February. Hang on. AC Secretary. Yeah, so 3/18.
3/18.
Okay. And then
So we sent you a salon. So I'm just trying to clarify where all of this is at.
Okay.
We sent you a salon deficiency email in November that you did not respond to until March 19th. That was 4 months later.
Board of Cosmetology.
Do we have the trade name?
We do have the trade name thing, but it came in 4 months after her. So I think we're trying to figure out if she's licensed or not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my personal license was that's the other thing is that I don't understand.
This isn't about your personal license, though, Yvonne. This is about your establishment license.
Okay.
So do you have an establishment license?
I know you guys haven't approved it.
Okay.
So
I think what I'm ultimately trying to figure out for the board is the license may have expired or the application may have expired because there was a 4 month gap from the time that the deficiency was sent to when she responded to it. So that's why I'm just trying to figure out all these dates to try to keep my own head straight at the moment.
Yeah. I'm trying to do that too because I know you guys sent me two deficient emails. I did get the one for the 11/20 and then I got another one on 3/4/2024. So I thought it was still active because I received that you guys still needed my trade. And honestly, I was trying to figure out this trade thing because I thought it was the LLC. And they said no. Someone, I finally got someone online. And but honestly, when you guys sent me that the 3-4, I saw the link and I'm sorry, but we're hairdressers. We don't read. So I clicked on there and that's how I was able to get the training. But that was really hard.
So I think you have the dates before you now, so you understand where it's at. We can work on the license you're saying. We can figure that out, but
again, I mean, even trying to hear everybody on the calls, I'm like, seems like it's really hard to get. I don't remember doing
that. Yvonne, I think we should probably let the board try to figure some things out now. And because we've gotten the dates figured out. Also, I don't think it's fair. I'm going to have my teams back here. It's not fair to say you can't get a hold of anybody. Our average wait time is 10 minutes to reach somebody on the phone.
I got a hold of someone. They just couldn't help me. So I always just contact Kathy. And she was the one who gave me the email to send the establishment, the trade to the establishment email.
Right. So the emails that we sent to.
Responsive.
Helping you here.
Yeah.
All right. So I have an idea on this one. Let me continue this case for 30 days and sort through this thing and clean it up. Because to me, it appears to have filed, but maybe it's expired. Maybe it isn't.
Kathy. You went in there and she had one before?
She had one for a different location. The one she posted up there.
There should be a new application.
So she had gotten an establishment license before.
Or a different location. And that one was expired as well. 3/2/24. That one expires. But she had posted in that one in her new location.
Yeah.
Last with a different location.
Yeah, so she's applying for anyone in that.
In October somewhere. Yeah.
She's sideways somewhere, but I don't know where she's sideways after hearing all that. So I think it'd be a good idea to give her 30 days to figure this out just because I'm tired. So my motion is to continue this case for 30 days. Time to get cleaned out, look at it again next month, see where we are.
So what do I do now?
Hang on, we haven't gotten it to pass. I just proposed that.
Okay, sorry.
No one seems to agree. So from that standpoint, then let's look at another motion. How are we going to resolve this case? Where are we going?
Well, I move that we adopt the finding of the fact of confusion with law because she doesn't have a license.
Yeah, I think the question I had was, should she have? Is all the stuff in here or not? And I don't know that.
Sorry, Gary, can you elaborate on what information you think we're missing?
Well, I didn't understand that we were missing anything as we went through it. It sounded like it was all in here, but I couldn't figure out if it got in time sequence or why we were messed up. That's why I thought we needed some time to figure this out. Because it was going on a long time and wasn't finished.
Paperwork on file to see if you can hold establishment license at the new places.
Yeah, she was definitely doing that. But apparently applied for a new one
after the inspection.
Yeah, trying to clean it up.
I'm not paying both already.
I kind of agree with Gary. I feel like there needs to be discipline in this, but I would like to see an actual license for that instead of then having to do a reinspection. If that makes sense.
All right, so I'll need a second. All right, so a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, thank you. So Mr. Grant, we're continuing your case for 30 days to get a chance to clean this up. You need to put an effort on whatever part you have in this. Because the 30 days we're going to look at, and if it's not cleaned up, then we need to do some discipline to get it done. Okay,
do you guys know what else I need or because
no, I can figure it
out. So someone will reach out to you.
Yeah, the staff will contact you, help them, pay attention, walk them through it, let us help you. Okay,
you're gonna have to respond.
I'm just scared that I'm not gonna get a response. So, who do I contact?
Look at your email every day. They're going to email you. So look at it, read your email and respond right away. Don't put it off.
Okay. Okay.
There's nothing more important in your life right now.
So yeah, because my last email for the establishment was 3-4, and then I sent, so I thought it was still active.
Don't do it again. I'm too tired for this. Okay, respond to the email. You shouldn't be operating right now because you're non-licensed establishment, but cooperate. Answer your emails right away. Get through this so that we can help you. Okay? All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We'll see you next month, but I want to hear it's all done and all right.
Oh, it will. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
I have no blood sugar at all. All right, number 98581, Desert Glam Beauty Lounge by Jenna, STOS 28506, Jenna Rebecca Vitikin. Site is 11501117. Star 6 if you're on the line. Desert Glam Beauty Lounge by Jenna. Star 6. All right, hearing no response, I move the case number 98581 be moved to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come into an agreement on the consent agreement as it was presented.
Just hold on a second.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. Unanimously with Aaron. Next one up, number 11-2023-00107, 2023-00108, Polish Room Number 1, LLC, License SNT 16830 and SCES 17222, Polish Room Number 1, LLC, the owner. If anyone's involved in this case, star 6 if you're on the line. Hearing no response, I move the case number 2023-00107 and 2023-00108. Move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can agree to the consent agreement before that time. Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 You have to agree to move that forward. All right, 12 is taken care of. So 13, our case number 2024-00214, Eric Loda. License number 10802286. Eric Loda. Star 6 if you're on the line. Hearing no response, I move the case number 2024-00214. Move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can agree to the offered compliant agreement, consent agreement before that time. Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, unanimously agree that moves forward. Next case, number 14-2024-00312, Tantrum Hair Salon, FDOS 31257, Stromstad Incorporated, the owner, Heather Harris Torrenti. License 10221746. The director, Henry Torrentine Jr., is the director. If you're on the line, star 6. Hearing no response, I move the case number 2024-00312. Move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can comply to the consent agreement as offered.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 You have to read with that forward. And number 15 was we moved on to continued. That's into it. All right, now we're down to our favorite part.
Gary, before we go to the call of public, this is Vice Chair Knox. Can I say, speak real quick?
Certainly.
Thank you. The before we go into the call of public, just want to clarify some stuff. We know there's, I've heard different terms, glitches, all kind of stuff. We have, the board has been working to make some corrections as far as when we did the merger of the system. And we have noticed that there are some kinks out there. But one person who I did really want to help or recognize today, because she really helped me out as far as, and I've heard this name a couple of times from other people when they call down there, is Lakeisha Coleman. I just want to give her a big thank you. I was going to go online and do the Google review, but I didn't think that was a good from a board member. But as a, not so much a board member, but more so a shop owner and school owner, I really want to tell you thank you for helping me with the process, because it was difficult working out some of those kinks. And I just want to let everybody know she is a big part of helping figure out how to fix that system. So Lakeisha, I just want to tell you thank you so much because we saved a lot of time. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you for putting that
right there. Thank you for sharing that, Marshall. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Those wishing to address the board do not need to request permission in advance. However, the board may limit those first speaking during this time on any given public matter. In addition, each person wishing to address the board will be giving 5 minutes to do so. Pursuant to ARS 38431.01H, the board can only take action on matters that's on the agenda. Action on public comment matters that are not listed on the agenda will be limited to directing the staff to study the matter or to schedule the matter for further discussion at a later date. Is there anyone here who would like to address the board? We would love to see you do it, and you are extremely patient. We appreciate you waiting all day for this. You may come up, and you can address it in any way you would like.
Okay. My name is Jose Garros, and the issue that I'm having, along with everyone else that I have came up here, is the portal for renewals or on and out if you have a license or anything like that. And I've been at it for a couple weeks on the telephone, multiple people that tried to help me. I have emails, I have receipts, I have like pretty much all my documents. At first, they're telling me that I'm not licensed at all. There's no records at all, which I actually have a license. But why the portal isn't saying that I have a license, it's confusing to me. So I have a barber's license, and I actually have an instructor's license as well. I have my transcript. I asked one of the representatives that was helping me if they could send me copies of, you know, my certification or some kind of completion, which I did receive the letter of completion, but that was from school that I attended, which that's not going to serve me any purpose. Like, that's not going to say that I have a license. That's just saying that I completed school, but it seemed like my profile is mixed with someone else's, because even when I've spoken to Mrs. Shepherd and in our conversation, everything was mixed up. The school that I went to was mixed up. Although she did get it kind of corrected, but everything is still currently mixed up. And I just got a license. It say it was issued 6/20/24, and that it expires 2/10/24. And this was just in my email yesterday. I printed it out today. So I don't. And then I also have. I wanted to bring this because I don't know. I'm going to rub on it because I think my instructor's license has been here, but I have unopened mail from the barber board. It's unopened, but I haven't opened it because I'm almost sure my license is in here, but it doesn't say it on the online. It shows that there's no record. Even prior to me coming to this meeting, I've been here since 9 o'clock. Yeah. Few hours, I looked online and it's still showing that there's no record. There's no record standing. And I was hoping to, I don't know, he probably don't recognize my voice, because it's been some years since I went to the school, but I actually attended Mr. Knox's school at Megan Barber College. We're both courses. But there's no record.
Yeah, but where we are, we can't have the board deal with it, but we can instruct staff to look into it, which we are, and we know they are. But we can't go further than that, just because the way the law works for us. But I know that I've heard about your situation, and we're anxious to get it straightened out for you.
Okay, so.
You have the contact that you need.
You have.
That's the best you, that's you, the best spot.
Which is Mrs. Shepherd.
Yeah, that, and she will fix that, I'm sure. Somehow.
Well, the last conversation that we had, she was saying that all my documents are submitted, but I have to retest. Have to. Read that.
She's that source to talk to. Yeah, we're just limited. I'd love to go through this and help you, but we're limited by law on what we can do.
Okay, so is there any way that, what's the next step that is taken to get it addressed?
She is, and I, she needs strength is.
You need to continue to work with Kelly.
Yeah, she's a source.
And I think I'll just add, even though we can't get into it, we need proof that you were ever issued an instructor license, because we do not have any proof in our data systems, and we do not even have proof in the paper files. So that's why we need something from you that we've been willing to work. We have been working with Mr. Pizarro for a week on a little over. Kelly specifically, I think it's a week today, has been working with Mr. Pizarro. And we have had him reapply for the instructor license. We have refunded the fee for that license. And we have accepted everything, but the law would require that he take an exam. Did you ever previously take an instructor exam?
I took the exam.
The instructor exam.
Yeah. So do you guys have a receipt for my bar exam, my personal license? It was issued yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have a receipt of it? Because I've never even applied for it.
So I think we can continue to work. I think that actually shows how much we've been trying to work with Mr. Pizarro to get his situation solved. And so again, I think you're correct.
I have a question, and I don't know. In the barber side, there's an instructor course to go with the instructor exam?
There is not.
Okay.
Until.
Yep.
Potentially the governor signed the bill, which is why we are trying to get this solved as quickly as possible.
How did someone become an instructor in the barbering business prior to us?
2 years of work experience that was verified by somebody else. And then they have been licensed within their field for, I believe it was 5 years of the previous 10.
Okay, so that's what makes it hard to trade.
Which he's actually provided us that proof at this point. He's in his application that he submitted this week, he has provided those items to us. But the existing law would still require that he take an instructor exam.
Right.
And so that's why we're trying to figure that out. If he can prove to us, we've gone through all of our files. We have nothing to prove that he's an instructor, that he took an instructor exam or any of those items. So if he can, I guess my
just point is just, to start. This is Vice Chair Knox, just to clarify. Mr. Pizarro did come to Making the Cut Barber College for school. He did come here to work on his instructor's license, but the issue that I have with Mr. Pizarro is the fact that I'm still trying to collect payment. So with this case, he did finish school. He finished school, and he did come.
Can you contact Kelly about this, please? Because we're in that comment part, we can't do this.
Okay. Yep.
Contact Kelly and help us.
I will say for the record.
Yeah, Kelly, after meeting, if you don't mind, just give me a call. That way I can update you on what's going on.
Sure.
All right.
It's showing how vital it is to have some direct contact with staff and board members as far as to keep this great state of an industry in a proper direction. The system that we've implicated is showing it month after month.
But I just gonna point out, we did go back to the paper files even, and it's not there either.
Yeah, but generally speaking, I'm just saying, we've had a lot of situations.
A lot this day.
Yes, and so.
And I.
That's why I advocate for this office.
Yeah, and I hear you, and I can appreciate that. We are definitely working with our IT system to get some data updates to fix these issues. All of those tasks have already been in, and they're working on them. So we are aware of those issues, and we are actively working on it.
Did you have another comment? I'm still, so this license that will issue takes maybe 24. So there should be an application for this also, correct?
Kelly's been trying to work with you and waives the fee to issue that license to you.
What I'm saying is, I've never applied to this. So how did it get issued if I've never applied for it?
We have an application for your barber license. And that's a renewal.
I never applied for a renewal. But how do you have it? I never applied for it.
I'll work with you.
Yeah. All right, I'll be anxious to hear the end of this, right? Because it's a good mystery. We're sorry you're caught up in it. But Kelly will be your source. Get it? Have content.
Okay, just one more thing. So how do I get a case to the agenda? To, you know, so it won't be like a bypass, but the same like a bypass. How do I get it on the agenda?
Yeah, you won't do that. This is actually an individual issue that she will walk through, figure out the pieces of, work with you, and it'll get resolved. This is just a licensing issue. It doesn't require full board involvement.
Oh, okay, yes.
So you're fine. She'll get you. I have conflict with her. I do. I have total conflict with her. She'll think of.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for bringing it in.
Would you mind opening that envelope so we can see if that's your license or not?
All right. We have a prize.
Yeah.
Let's see.
But I think we can end the meeting now.
No, I guess. From another state. He's now licensed in California.
Oh, this license doesn't expire in 2021. 2021.
What's the postmark on the envelope?
The envelope says May 19th of 2020.
2020?
Yeah, and then it expired a year later.
2021.
But is that a barber instructor license, or is that an individual license?
I think it said bar 001017.
So that's an individual license.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yep. I was hoping, because again, we're eager to fix this. We want to fix this, but we're.
We'll get it.
We'll get it. Struggling with having proven.
So they expire every 2 years, correct?
Yes.
So even with my license, the dates are off.
She'll get that. Get this out together, you'll solve this. It'll be great. Hey, stay with her and talk to her, because otherwise you won't get done. Yeah. Vince, don't you have a motion you didn't mention?
I know that the closing meeting.
I am statically.
So we pushed it there, and yeah, we're out of here. Okay, so all agree, they, yes.
Aye.
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 All right, no, we're out. Thank you all for coming. That was not as much better than it should have been. Sorry about the blood sugar problem. Want to go eat now? I don't know who you all are, yet I don't know who I am too.
Marshall, we're gonna give you a call on the situation.
No, I just have an E. Yes, they didn't. My wife touched on it again.